The 2017 tax cuts, drafted by congressional Republicans and signed by President Trump, cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%. As you know, this was an item on the to-do list that the president highlighted during a trip to Minnesota yesterday.
To promote American jobs, we lowered the business tax rate from the highest in the developed world to one of the most competitive, one of the lowest in many ways. We took it down to 21%.
But businesses ended up paying way less than 21% of their income in taxes in 2018, the first year the tax cuts were in effect. Insight from Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. Rick, how do you see it?
Well, it's good news if you're a stockholder and an investor, because that obviously helps your returns. But on the other hand, there is a gathering momentum to raise taxes on corporations. Elizabeth Warren has a new proposal out. She wants to put a new tax on corporate profits above $100 million. She wants to put a 7% tax on all profits above $100 million, and she says that would prevent companies from evading taxes with all the loopholes that they have at their disposal. But in the meantime, this is a good time for corporations, Gordon. I mean, they're paying the lowest portion of profits in taxes on record, as far as I can tell, and that goes back to 1947.
Is this what was intended, where the effective rate would be this low?
They did not. Let's just talk about the effective tax rate for a second. So if the effective tax rate, according to data that Oxford Economics provided to Yahoo Finance, effective tax rate in 2018 was 7%. That is down from 13.6% the year before. So that's the difference between pre-tax and before the tax cut and after the tax cut. So it cut the effective tax rate in half. That's the taxes that companies actually pay, not the statutory rate. Of course, the statutory rate is now 21%, but companies pay a lot less than that. And this is becoming a kind of a political problem. I mean, this was the point of the tax cut. President Trump and his defenders said, look, this is going to create a boom in investing. Companies are going to open new facilities, hire tons of new people. And while the job market has stayed robust, we have not seen much of a bump at all in business spending, and economists actually are forecasting a slowdown in economic growth for this year and next.
Let me ask you this. Are there actually any companies that pay 21% as the corporate tax rate?
You know, there are a few that probably pay close to it, and it has to do with whether the amount of your profits that come from overseas. In other words, whether you're mostly a domestic company and you earn most of your profits here, the different kinds of tax write-offs you can get. But that's why we looked at the effective tax rate. So, again, the corporate rate, the statutory rate is 21%, but in reality, companies only paid 7% of their profits in taxes. So they're just not paying much in taxes at all. I mean, that's extraordinarily low.
We're speaking with senior columnist Rick Newman at Yahoo Finance. He's written a piece entitled Business Taxes Hit Record Low Under Trump Taxes. Has there been any offset achieved? Because I think you wrote that while revenue to the federal government was down from these corporate tax cuts, revenue was up from individual taxes.
Right. So on an absolute basis and as a percentage of all revenue, revenue from corporate taxes fell by about one third from 2017 to 2018. Now, corporate tax revenue from individuals actually went up a little bit, but individuals did get a tax cut from the 2017 law. About two thirds of people are paying less, and only about 6% of people are paying more. The reason individual tax revenue went up is more people are working, and some people got raises. So, individual tax revenue went up for the right reason. But here's one problematic statistic. Individual tax revenue now accounts for about 50% of all federal government revenue, and corporate tax revenue accounts for only about 6% of all federal government revenue. And I think that's a problem for companies because polls do show that Americans think companies and businesses don't pay their fair share. And I think this makes the business sector susceptible to higher rates if Democrats should take over. And perhaps even at some point, Republicans might say, businesses are getting too sweet of a deal here. So be careful what you wish for.
Thanks, Rick. Senior columnist Rick Newman at Yahoo Finance.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.